Hi, everybody. Welcome to our TOEIC unit today. We're on day two of how to manage and conduct meetings, whether it be a video conference meeting that we talked about earlier. Now we're going to talk about how to manage a meeting. If you're in charge of a meeting, you have to manage it. You have to run it. Make sure that you accomplish all that you have to do. Usually start out with an agenda, a list of things that you have to manage to talk about, get everyone's input. It's not easy to manage a well-run meeting.
Yeah, you know, I think we've all been to meetings where it just dragged on hour after hour, and I just kept looking at my watch wondering, when is this going to get over? I've got other stuff to do.
Yeah, true.
It's not accomplishing anything. I don't know what the point of this meeting is. So today, hopefully, we'll learn how to not waste everybody's time and be efficient and manage that meeting well. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. How to manage a meeting. Meetings are an essential part of business. When meetings are properly conducted, key decisions can be made and a great deal can be achieved. When they are run poorly, however, meetings can drag on for hours without accomplishing anything. Here are a few things to bear in mind the next time you chair a meeting. Firstly, it's a good idea to go over the meeting agenda at the outset. That way, everybody knows what the meeting objectives are and can focus on them from the get-go. Similarly, make sure the meeting does not deviate from the agenda. If someone raises an issue that is off-topic, thank them for bringing it up, but make it clear that it should be discussed at another time. It's also important for everybody to participate. If someone has nothing to contribute to a meeting, they probably don't need to be there. As chairperson, you can get everyone involved. You shouldn't force people to speak, but you can encourage them with indirect questions such as, I value the opinions of everyone here. Does anyone else want to add anything? Last but not least, it's important to summarize the key points at the end of a meeting. Make sure that everyone understands any assignments or instructions they have been given. This is also when you should agree on the time and date for a follow-up meeting. Thank everyone for their attendance, and if you can, end on time.
So let's talk about how to manage a meeting, how to run a meeting, how to conduct a meeting. And in the first paragraph there, if you'll notice in the last sentence, we even use the verb chair to chair a meeting. If you're a chairman or a chairperson, you're in charge of something, right? So you have to take control and make sure that you achieve everything you meant to achieve when you first set up the meeting. Don't make it a waste of time.
Indeed. So this is all about how to manage a meeting, how to control it, how to make sure it works the way it's supposed to work. And meetings are an essential part of business. Essential here not only means important, but very important, extremely important. You cannot run a business without having meetings. If you don't have meetings, your business is going to fail.
Well, you've got to communicate with everyone, and meetings are usually the best way, especially if you need to exchange opinions, exchange views on things, get people's input and feedback. That's a good thing to do, is to have a meeting. If something's essential, as Tom said, it's very important. It's vital. I could say water is essential to living.
Yeah.
If we don't have water, we'll die. Well, meetings are pretty important. Now, when meetings are properly conducted or conducted in the right way, key decisions or important decisions can be made and a great deal can be achieved. So that's what your goal is to make sure you achieve everything you intended to. But when they run poorly, or if people just don't stay on topic, we'll talk about that. People get upset sitting there and they think, oh, darn it, I hate meetings. Let's just get out of here. So people start getting a bad attitude.
They certainly do. And so you want to conduct those meetings properly. You can accomplish a lot of stuff and they won't seem like a waste of time. So here we're going to talk aboutthe bad way to conduct a meeting when they are run poorly or not conducted well. However, meetings can drag on for hours. To drag on means time just keeps on going. It's a waste of time. And you're anxious. You've been sitting in your chair for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're getting a sore butt. You're bored. You're trying really hard to stay awake. Mm-hmm. You're trying really hard to look like you're actually listening to what your boss is saying, but actually you're daydreaming about what you're going to do when this meeting is finally over.
Yeah.
Or you're thinking about checking your line messages and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So it can be real torture.
And what you really want to do is try to accomplish something. If you accomplish something, you succeed in achieving a goal you've set out or meeting some sort of purpose for the meeting. Now, here are some things you want to bear in mind. If you bear in mind something, it means you keep it in mind while you're doing other things. So, as you're starting to plan a meeting, keep thinking about these things that we're going to go over right now so that you too will be successful if you have to chair a meeting or run a meeting or conduct or manage a meeting.
Right. Chair here is being used as a verb. To chair a meeting, to run, conduct a meeting, as you said.
Sure.
Okay. Firstly, it's a good idea to go over the meeting agenda at the outset. At the outset here just means at the beginning. So when the meeting starts, it's a good idea to sort of tell everybody what you're going to do in the meeting and sort of a list or a summary of all the things you're going to accomplish is called an agenda, a meeting agenda. Just kind of all the key points about what you want to talk about. And so you need to go over that agenda, kind of summarize it so everybody knows what is expected of them at the meeting.
Yeah, usually I'll send out an agenda before the meeting starts so people know what to expect. A list of things to do for the day is similar to an agenda, except that an agenda is more formal and we use it for meetings. Now, if you do go over an agenda, if you make one up, it lets everyone know what the meeting objectives are. If you have an objective, it's some sort of goal or purpose that you are shooting for, that you're trying to accomplish. And it will also help you, this agenda can help you focus on those items from the get-go. Get-go is kind of an interesting word. It's more informal. It just means in the beginning, right from the beginning. I could say right from the get-go, I knew I'd love living in Taiwan.
You did, really?
Uh-huh, really, truly. That's not a lie. So we typically will use from the get-go as a phrase, but get-go means the beginning.
I wasn't so sure I was going to enjoy living in Taipei because I came right in the middle of summer. It was so hot.
I did
sweaty.
Too.
Yeah, I guess you like that
I
kind
loved
of stuff,
it.
But I wasn't quite used to that.
Uh-huh.
So from the get-go, I wasn't sure, although I'm very sure now.
Uh-huh.
But yes, indeed, that agenda will let you know what the objectives are, and you can focus on them right from the beginning, right from the get-go. Similarly, in the same way, make sure the meeting does not deviate from the agenda. If you deviate, that means you depart from the established course. Sometimes airplanes deviate from their flight courses or flight paths, and it can make the flight very late. I think there was some airplane that deviated from its flight path about 20 years ago. And it was shot down by the Russians because of that.
Oh, or I could say, hey, don't deviate from the main road by taking side streets. You might get lost. So if you're deviating, you're changing the initial direction. Here we're talking, you're talking about changing the purpose of something by getting away from the agenda. If someone raises an issue that is off topic, if it's off topic, it's not on the agenda. Thank them for bringing it up, but make it clear that it should be discussed at another time. Wow, I really appreciate you bringing up that particular issue, but maybe we could talk about that after the meeting. I'll meet you in my office and we can chat about it then. Let's get back to our agenda, folks. If you bring something up or bring up something, it means you mention it. People want to talk about something, so they'll bring it up. Hey, You know, I want to bring up a problem we've been having with our smartphones. So it's just a way to get people to talk about a different topic.
And it's also important for everybody to participate.
Uh-huh.
If you participate, that means you take part in that. You are involved in the discussion. You're not just sitting there all quiet and not doing anything.
Yeah, you're active. You're involved. If you are participating, you are a participant. Now, if someone has nothing to contribute to a meeting, they probably don't need to be there. If you contribute something, you offer something that you have to others, you give it to others freely. Sometimes you want to contribute to a meeting. Sometimes you're contributing to a charity. Maybe you want to donate something. Here it just means to give or offer something. But if you don't have anything to offer or to say about any of the topics on the agenda, maybe you don't need to be there.
Exactly. So, yes, you should have something to contribute. You should make a contribution to the meeting. And if you don't contribute something, you're just wasting your time and you're wasting everybody else's time. You shouldn't be there. So, as chairperson or the person who is in charge, you can get everyone involved. To be involved means that you are a participant. You are participating. It's just another way to say that you are taking part in the meeting.
Yeah. Well, it is important to get everyone involved. Give them a chance to say things. Some of the people in attendance might be a little shy. They're not, ready to say anything for a while. So you don't force anyone to say, hey, Tom, you have to say something right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. But you can encourage them with indirect questions like, you know, I value the opinions of everyone here. Your opinion is how you think about something. And then you could say, hey, does anyone else want to add anything? I'd sure appreciate hearing from everyone. We think all that you have to say is important to us. So kind of encourage people, especially those that are shy.
Exactly. So you shouldn't say, hey, you just been sitting there not saying anything. Are you stupid or what? Open your mouth. Say something right now.
Or no. as I heard one time, don't be a bump on a log.
Yeah.
Say something. Just don't sit there. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yes, be polite. Yeah, I value the opinions or ideas of everyone here. Does anyone want to add anything? And that gives a shy person a chance to raise his or her hand
yeah.
and speak up and bring something up, add something to the discussion. Now, this is the last thing we're going to talk about, last but not least. When we say this, last but not least, it means even though this is the last thing we're talking about, that does not mean it's the least important. So last but not least, it's important to summarize the key points at the end of a meeting. So after you've ended the discussion, you need to sort of look at your notes and then summarize everything. To summarize just means to give a brief description of something without mentioning the whole thing. Give a brief statement of the main points so that everybody can remember what was discussed.
That is very important, to summarize the key points. And also, you need to make sure that everyone understands any assignments or instructions they have been given. Oh, that's really important. Usually during a meeting, the boss or the person who's in charge, maybe it's the project manager, will give out pieces of work called assignments or tasks and a deadline, and they want those people to complete those assignments on time. Also, sometimes we're given instructions that we have to follow. Instructions are things that people tell us on how to do something, how to go about accomplishing something, or maybe how to do something in the way that the boss wants you to do it. So you have to really pay attention, especially at the end of the meeting, that everyone is clear about what you talked about and about what the next steps are. In fact, that's usually an item on the agenda called next steps, the things you're supposed to do after the meeting is concluded.
I'm guessing it's a problem that everybody has these meetings and everybody's excited. Oh, I'm going to do that, no problem. And then what ends up happening is that everybody forgets about what they're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time the next meeting happens, well, did you finish that project?
What?
Oh, I got busy with something else. I totally forgot about that, boss.
Oh, did you tell me
Sorry.
I had to do that? Oh, I didn't hear that, boss. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were just joking there. I wasn't sure you were serious. So I guess this helps avoid that situation here to summarize things and make sure everybody understands what they're supposed to do. And then also you give everybody the idea of when the next meeting is going to happen, set up the time and date for that follow-up meeting. Follow-up just means what happens afterwards to make sure that everything is complete.
I have a very good suggestion for those of you out there who have meetings at work. One of the hardest things to do in a big business is to actually set up a meeting when everybody's able to attend. So when we do have meetings, especially of a particular team, I always ask team members, bring your schedules, bring your calendars, because we're going to set the date of the follow-up meeting. So everybody has their schedule in front of them. They don't have to ask their assistant to set up a meeting, which can be very hard with busy people. So this is an excellent time to set the time and the date for the follow-up meeting. That would be the next meeting to check on everyone's progress.
That's logical. It's very reasonable. And then you should be polite and thank everyone for their attendance. Attendance is just the action or the state of going to some kind of event or going to some kind of place, being present there. So thank you for coming. Thank you for your attendance. It's been great having you. And if you can, end on time. In other words, don't drag the meeting on. I suppose this is probably easier said than done.
Yes, but oftentimes the rooms that you're meeting in are booked by other people, and they want to get into that room to have their meeting, so you need to end on time. People have lots of things to do at work, so don't run over. That's a bad thing to do. Try to end up on time.
And now it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher. Listen carefully.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tim. 欢迎来到我们的多益单元。今天的题目是 How to manage a meeting. 如何主持会议。首先我们看到标题 manage 这个动词就表示主持的意思 manage a meeting 就是主持会议而 manage 还有管理经营的意思 John manages the company for his father 就表示 John 替他父亲经营一间公司 a manage 还有另外一个常见的用法就是 manage to do something 表示设法做到努力完成的意思 How did you manage to get your boss's approval?你是怎么得到你老板的同意的？而接着看到第一段的第一句 Meetings are an essential part of business 就表示会议是商务中必要的一部分这里看到个形容词 essential 就表示必要的不可或缺的当我们说 It is essential to do something 就表示做某件事是很重要的 It's essential to study hard every dayIf you want to go to a good college, 如果你想上好大学，每天认真读书是很重要的。而 essential 接 that 子句时 ，that 子句的动词变化为 should 加上原形动词。这里的 should 可以省略，它的句型是 It is essential that 加上主词，加上括号 should 再加上原形动词。举个例子 ，It's essential that the final decision should be made by the president， 表示。总统做这个最后的决定是很重要的。而其他类似用法的形容词还有 important, necessary, 以及 vital。接着看到第一段的最后一句 Here are a few things to bear in mind the next time you chair a meeting. 下次你主持会议的时候可以记住一下几点。这里看到个片语 bear in mind, 就表示记住牢记在心的意思。意思等同于 keep in mind。Keep in mind that regular exercise is important to your health. 你要牢牢记住，规律的运动对你的健康很重要。而这里还有另外一个关于 mind 的片语 ，make up one's mind 就表示下定决心、做决定的意思。 Mary still hasn't made up her mind about what to have for dinner. 就表示 Mary 还没决定晚餐要吃什么。接着看到第二段的第二句。That way everybody knows what the meeting objectives are and can focus on them from the get-go. 那样的话每个人都会知道该会议的目标为何，也能够从一开始就专注在这个上面。这里看那个名词 objective 就表示目标的意思。One of the mayor's objectives is to improve the stray dog problem. 市长的目标之一是改善流浪狗的问题。而 objective 也可以当作形容词，表示客观的。Parents must be objective in settling their children's disputes. 父母在解决孩子争端时，必须保持客观。我后面也看到另外一个单字 get go， 就表示开端、开始的意思。是属于比较口语的用字，当我们说 from the get-go 就表示从一开始的意思。 Tom and Jerry didn't like each other from the get-go， 就表示 Tom 跟 Jerry 从一开始就不喜欢彼此。接着看到后面一句， Similarly make sure the meeting does not deviate from the agenda， 同样的要确定会议没有偏离议题。 deviate 这个动词就表示脱离、违背的意思，通常后面会搭配 from 来使用。 The movie deviated from the original script and became ridiculous， 就表示这部电影脱离了原本的剧本，开始变得荒谬。接着看到第三段的第二句， If someone has nothing to contribute to a meeting they probably don't need to be there， 如果有人对会议毫无贡献，也许他就不需要参加。 contribute 这个动词就表示贡献的意思，那我们说 contribute A to B 就表示将 A 贡献给 B。 We should thank Richard for contributing so much time and effort to this project， 我们应该要感谢 Richard 替这个计划贡献了很多时间与精力。 contribute to 加上名词的话就表示促成、导致的意思。 His perseverance contributed to his tremendous success， 他坚毅的精神造就了他非凡的成功。而这个字的名词是 contribution， 同样表示贡献、捐献的意思。 The invention of the internet was a great contribution to the modern world， 网络的发明是对现代世界的一大贡献。接着看到第四段的第一句， Last but not least it's important to summarize the key points at the end of the meeting， 最后在会议结束时要总结重点，这相当的重要。 Last but not least一般我们直接翻译为最后但并非最不重要的意思，有时甚至补充说明，实际是相当重要的，常常会放在文章的最后面。 Last but not least we must thank our host for his generosity， 最后但并非最不重要的一点是我们必须要感谢主人的慷慨。
Okay everybody, we're back to take a look at some of our discussion questions hereWe've got two to talk about, Tom.
Uh-huh.
The first one is, what are some other do's and don'ts of a business meeting?
Okay, well, I think they were all pretty much covered in our lesson for today, but I think you should probably avoid small talk during a meeting, even though you may not have seen these other colleagues for quite some time. You probably shouldn't say, hey, haven't seen you for a while.How's your wife and kids doing? What's happening? I suppose it's okay to ask them that, but don't talk for too long.
I think it's best to not be texting or reading your Facebook updates, you know, while you're in the meeting. I have some clients that I teach who are constantly in meetings, and I know that they're lining people because they line me when they're in meetings to let me know that their meeting's running over time.
Ooh.
And that they'll be late to meet me. So be careful with how you use your smartphone. I would only take very urgent calls. And, of course, put your phone on vibrate. Turn the ringer off. That's another do. Don't be listening to music secretly. You know, sometimes I really wanted to bring my earphones just to listen to music because some of the meetings I went to were really boring.
I can imagine that could be the case.
Terrible.
But you're going to give yourself away if you're wearing headphones.
Yeah, I had long hair. I could cover them.
Oh, I guess women and hippies can get away with that more. Although I don't think hippies would be hired aired in professional companies.
With long hair. Yeah, guys with long hair aren't very popular.
Happen, unless you're Italian or something.
Yeah.
But in any case, those are some examples of do's and don'ts in a business meeting. And here's another question we have. Have you ever been in a meeting that went badly? What happened?
Oh, I've been in a lot of meetings that really didn't go well, you could say.
Oh, no.
One meeting, a fight broke out because the boss was upset that someone had not completed his assignment on time.
Ooh.
And a lot of yelling was going on. And, you know, it gets uncomfortable if people start calling each other names and swearing. So I kind of got up and walked out the door. I just didn't want to be there anymore. It was embarrassing. So, yes, sometimes if people get out of control, and people can lose their temper sometimes. There's a lot of stress at work in some industries in particular. And, it wasn't very fun. Have you ever been in a meeting that went badly, Tom? I'm sure you have.
That sounds familiar, actually. As you said, sometimes people are under a lot of pressure. And during the meeting, it kind of gives them an opportunity to vent steam, as we say.
Let off some steam.
Let off some steam, indeed. So, yes, these things have been building up. Maybe one of your coworkers has been getting too many favors from the boss, and you really resent that, and it's been building up for a long time, and you just explode. You just yell your head off. That can indeed happen. And, to answer your question, I have been in meetings that went badly. I think the boss was just trying to waste everybody's time on purpose.
Oh, not good.
I think it was kind of the boss's way of saying that, don't you ever forget that I'm the boss and that you are the employees here. What I say goes, your opinions don't count for anything.
I once attended a meeting that was kind of funny, because it was our year-end party meeting. It was right before our party. Actually, we'd started already having dinner and drinking, and someone had to give a presentation.
Oh.
And when this guy got up to give the presentation, he was a little bit drunk.
Ooh.
And it turned into a very funny presentation. I think everybody had a little too much to drink. That was actually a fun meeting to go to.
Maybe it would be better sometimes if everybody has a little something to drink. Maybe the meeting will actually go more smoothly.
No, because it never makes any sense. And so people just end up wasting time. But it's better than having people get into fights, that's for sure. The most important thing to remember is be organized if you're managing or running a meeting, and have a very clear agenda. Stick to it. And don't waste anyone's time. And whatever you do, end the meeting on time.
I think it's also probably a good idea to make sure you've gone to the bathroom before you start the meeting, because you don't want to get up in the middle of the meeting and say, I really need to use the toilet now. So, yeah, make sure you take care of that business before you sit down for a meeting. Well, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We hope you've learned something from today's meeting. And we hope you have really great meetings in the future. From all of us here at English Digest and our TOEIC units, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.